It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
A commitment to innovation is important in every field, but perhaps none more so than healthcare, where a lack of urgency around creating transformative change results in real human costs, especially for women. At The Walrus Talks Health in 2017, Jessica Ching, co-founder and CEO of Eve Medical, spoke to the importance of advocating for patient involvement and cultural shifts in the advancement of healthcare technologies. Welcome to the conversation piece.
Hello, I'm Jessica Ching, and I'm going to talk to you tonight about innovating in healthcare, the Women's Health Edition. So I'm curious to know how many of you in this room know the name Margaret Crane? Okay, not a lot. Second question, how many of you know, even as a passing acquaintance, a human baby? Okay, good, lots of you. Well, I'm willing to bet that the existence of 80% of those babies that you all know was first detected using a home pregnancy test. Margaret Crane was the woman who made that home pregnancy test happen. And what I love most about her invention is that no one today really thinks twice about it. It's totally ubiquitous, and it just makes sense. You test yourself until you get a positive, and then you see a healthcare provider who can confirm the test and help you from there. It's a simple, elegant, efficient solution for everyone. In fact, when my partner and I started to research non-compliance in cervical cancer screening as design students, we were inspired to create a system where women could screen for cervical cancer at home, just like the home pregnancy test. This type of system tends to be what we imagine as good innovation in healthcare to be like. Solutions that are quick, cheap, accurate, and frees up resources. Well, Margaret first proposed her idea for this test in 1967, and even though it eventually became a commercial success, it almost didn't exist, and it took a decade for this product to get out to market. Well, tonight I thought I would take a look at some of the challenges that Margaret faced when developing the home pregnancy test and compare that to challenges that we now face in developing a home HPV test, two home screening products for women developed 50 years apart. So challenge number one, changing culture. Back in the 1960s, it was the norm, as it is now, that doctors were in charge of anything healthcare related. When the home pregnancy test was first introduced, it was met with resistance, not because it was a bad test, but because it simply was not the way that things were done. In some ways, this is actually still the case today. We still have a culture of sticking to what you know, including the fact that healthcare is largely clinic-based, even though 15.5% of Canadians don't have a family doctor, and 30 to 35% of women don't screen for cervical cancer regularly, there isn't really much of an alternative other than just going to a clinic. To really embrace the many opportunities for innovation in early diagnostics and preventative care, things that are cheap, fast, accurate, and free up resources, we need to adopt a mindset that healthcare can happen at home, and at the very least for those who wouldn't otherwise be able to access it at all. Challenge number two, trusting patients with information. A common concern about the home pregnancy test was that women would not be capable of following instructions to complete the test, or of handling a positive result on their own without a doctor present. The idea was to ensure a safety net for women who may become hysterical upon learning that they're pregnant, and to stop them from making rash decisions like getting an abortion or jumping off a bridge. Nowadays, we talk less about hysteria and jumping off bridges, thankfully, but we still don't fully trust patients with information about their health and to make informed decisions. In the process of our development, there were certainly those who felt that women should not be able to receive their HPV test results if it was positive, unless they could talk to a doctor, preferably in person. And like the pregnancy test 50 years ago, the driving force behind this idea is that it would cause unnecessary anxiety and stress. While a wave of pregnant suicides did not happen in 1977 when the test came out, and today test results is information that patients have a right to, and it's information that they want to know. It's also information that drives them to seek education and to learn more and be informed when they talk to their providers. Challenge number three, collaborating with outsiders. In the 1960s, Margaret struggled to win over people within the system. When she brought the idea of a home pregnancy test to her managers, they balked. They were terrified of upsetting the apple cart, and doctors were not on board. Even though she had firsthand experience with distressed friends that she knew could benefit from this test, her suggestions were dismissed as not advisable or unfeasible. And when a company executive finally decided to give the idea a try, Margaret herself, as an outsider, a woman and a designer, had to force her way into meetings that she was not invited to. As a designer in healthcare myself, I'm aware of the fact that I am also an outsider. People are often surprised and confused about how I got into this in the first place, and sometimes are a little bit skeptical. But being an outsider was part of the reason of why Margaret came up with this idea in the first place, and more importantly, she cared enough to keep plugging away until it happened. So looking back, while there has been a lot of change over the last 50 years, many of the challenges to innovating in healthcare remain somewhat familiar. But what also remains is that there is still an incredible opportunity for tenacious innovators and their partners and champions to improve the system that impacts us all. So to close, I'd like to share a few ideas on how I think we might be able to better support innovation in healthcare so that 50 years from now, this talk will be very different for the innovators of the future. Idea number one, innovation is not just for innovators. I think that if everybody who worked in the healthcare system actively sponsored one or two ideas they thought could improve their field of practice, we would see an explosion of good solutions and more openness to new ideas. This would also build a culture of innovation across the healthcare system. Idea number two, patients are a treasure trove of innovation. Patients, the end users of healthcare services, can be an incredible guiding force for discovering new solutions that we may not have thought of before. Idea number three, there is urgency to innovate and adopt. I know that one woman a day dies of cervical cancer, and that since we started our project, roughly 2,200 women have died of a preventable disease. Keeping metrics like this in mind help remind us that there is a human cost to time, and it's up to us to push forward, innovate, and adopt with the urgency that it deserves. It goes without saying that Margaret Crane is one of my heroes for changing women's health and having the perseverance to do so. My hope is that this talk has inspired you to support a healthcare innovator or become one who is working on their own simple, elegant, efficient solutions that at some point in time in the future, no one will think twice about because it just makes sense. Thank you.
Jessica Ching is the co-founder and CEO of Eve Medical, a startup that makes female-friendly medical devices, and is among the over 800 fantastic speakers who have been featured on the Walrus Talk stage. Subscribe to the conversation piece on your favorite podcast platform. And to register for upcoming events happening online or in a city near you, and to catch up on our archive of the Walrus Talks, visit thewalrus.ca/events.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.